This News Talk 1010 podcast is brought to you by PocketEmploymentLawyer.ca. Wrongfully dismissed? Changes made to your job? Lowballed on severance? Find out if you have a case before you call a lawyer. Go to PocketEmploymentLawyer.ca.
Welcome to it. Roundtable for this Tuesday, the 28th of April. Joining us, Principal at Navigator, stay-at-home, adopt-a-dog mom, Amanda Galbraith. Hey, Amanda.
Hey, guys.
Joining us from the Globe and Mail, she is the Queen's Park reporter there, Laura Stone. Hello, Laura.
Hello.
All right, let's start off with the conversation you just heard. I think it went a little bit. It was less passionate and feisty than yesterday's conversation. But we, you know, we've talked about the issue of hiring two external people to get the city back up on its feet. The mayor, again, not making any secret that he supports the move, that he's in favor of the move. He thinks it was a good move. Amanda, I guess we learned a little more today. News Talk 1010 doing some digging that these individuals will have staff outside of that money that they'll be receiving every single month. When you hear this, I mean, you worked with the mayor for quite some time. What's your impression of it?
I mean, listen, I work on kind of files that are obviously for different companies and not the city, but yeah, we get brought on for a monthly budget or retainer, as it's called, and you know, we bring mountains of people to work on really complicated files. I do agree with the mayor that I'd like to be totally blunt. I think the expertise to do something like this needs to sit outside the city. One, because they have the business of managing the city and a lot of influx every day. Like, it's very difficult to both, you know, defend and think strategically long term. So actually, I thought initially the announcement around you know, the strategy of having an outside team look at this made a ton of sense to me and provide advice, because they don't also have the push and pull of being an elected official, and you know, they don't have all those motivations, right? It's really just going to be the best advice of the situation. I get the sticker shock a little bit for people, but I think if we're going to do it, we should do it right.
Laura, your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, I guess it makes sense, or it's to be expected that they're bringing on a team, that it's not just two people handling this. But I guess that is where concerns may be raised by some of you consistently about it getting getting bloated and expensive, right? And you know, the fact that this is supposed to be a short-term contract, you know, I'm not sure that it will be as short-term maybe as expected, and as this group kind of parses all of the layers of reopening the economy and everything that that's going to take. So, I mean, we'll see. As we've said, when we've talked about this before, it'll be, if it goes well, they'll be praised. And if it doesn't, well, this is on Mayor Tory, right? Because he's staking his reputation on these being the right guys for the job. But yeah, I mean, the fact that they're bringing people on, I guess that's not surprising. But I mean, how many people and where are they all going to work, and will their salaries will be revealed. So we'll see.
Well, yeah, and listen, we know their salaries. We know that there's going to be offices that will be given to them. That seems to be all part and parcel of this. But, you know, Jay, to your point, you know, what does success look like? I think that was a very valid question at the end.
Yeah, and you know what? I'll bring this back to Amanda from a sort of PR point of view. You know, I mentioned this to the mayor. Do you think what will be key in all of this is in sort of getting the public on board is, I think from the doctor and from Sad Rafi, we're going to need these guys on camera on a daily basis. We're going to need updates. Show us what you're doing with our money. I think that's going to be the key to this whole thing for it to at least, you know, get the people back on side with it, right?
Sure. Although, like, I do want to say the city brings in outside experts all the time to do all kinds of things, including developing planning for city parks. You know, I would welcome you to take a look at the legal fees the city incurs when it's in various organizations and agreements. So I think scrutiny is good, but I think outside scrutiny on one issue, because it's the front page every day, we need to do put it in perspective, is that no organization is able to do all things and be all things to all people.
Listen.
And if you look at legal costs, I would say, like, if these were lawyers, no one would blink. So
Amanda,
I don't have an issue with bringing successful business people in to do this.
Amanda, what else do people have to do right now besides scrutinize?
They can walk my dog for me if they want.
God,
you don't mean that. You like walking your dog. Let's switch up from COVID for a second. Today we found out that Marco Muzzo, of course, the man convicted of killing three children and their grandfather in a crash back in 2015. He was drunk. He was 2 to 3 times past the legal limit. He could barely stand. He urinated all over himself. himself. He used the police car to kind of balance himself when police arrived on the scene. He was given day parole today. Laura, I'm not comfortable with this. I realize fully that this is the way the system works. I just don't have to sit here and be comfortable with it when a man who was given a 10-year sentence is now going to be walking out during the day, has to report back at night, but walking out during the day when this family still has to go through the grieving process day in and day out.
No, and I don't think you should feel comfortable with it. It's a very uncomfortable situation. And when I heard that news, I was surprised by this, to be honest, because I know that he had been rejected just a couple years ago for this. And I think it's extra heartbreaking that this is happening at this time when our institutions are closed and people can't be in the courtroom in person. And, you know, it makes it all the more devastating for the family. And I don't think that it will ever not be devastating for the family, whether he was let out after 4 years or 10. But I do think there is, you know, there does need to, at least for the family's sake, be a perceived healing in all of this. And I'm sure that they are not satisfied by this outcome. You know, we heard that in their statement today. However, I saw that he did release a statement saying that he takes full responsibility. So take that for what it's worth. But no, I think it's a devastating, heartbreaking situation. And I don't think that many people will be satisfied by it, to be honest.
Amanda, yeah, listen, the first time around when he was eligible for parole, he was pretty remorseful that it had happened, but he didn't take personal responsibility. Clearly, he had a different tack this time around that gained him success with the parole board.
Yeah, and, you know, these are tough. Obviously, your heart breaks for the family, and, you know, every time you read the story, and it's grandkids and grandparents, and it's like it's a whole life's wiped away and a whole life for the living wiped away, right? I always miss Christy Blatchford when we talk about this kind of stuff, because I felt she brought so much clarity to these issues. But I think the one thing for us to remember is putting someone in jail isn't about just keeping them in jail, throwing away the key forever. It's about, you know, rehabilitating people and bringing them back into society. And if he genuinely is remorseful and understands his role in this, and, you know, that parole board has probably made a decision that's prudent, whether it's fair or not. I mean, keeping him locked up for 4 more years isn't going to bring anybody back. If I was his family, I would want them to throw away the key. I understand it from a public society perspective and how the system is supposed to work. I mean, that's how the parole system is supposed to work.
Jay, final thoughts on that?
I think we come full circle to the conversation we had at 4 o'clock this afternoon. I don't think any of us on this roundtable right now thought it was going to turn out any differently. And that just shows you the system that we're dealing with, that we have zero faith in it when it comes to the types of sentences and the way the parole board system works.
I was reading an article today. It had to do with more the idea of countries that are bordering one another, New Zealand and Australia, for example, allowing travel between those two countries and nowhere else in the world. They call it the travel bubble phenomenon. But apparently it's also, and this is the more interesting thing, at least to me, it's also going on in New Brunswick, where they have authorized that households pick one other household during all of this with whom that they can socialize. Laura, what do you think of this idea? Like, you'd have one other unit you could go hang out with, and that would be your little travel bubble. You like it?
Yeah, I mean, it's a really interesting concept, right? And it's kind of like a perverted version of Survivor or something, where we all have to like pick our favorite aunt or like our friends or something, or I don't know how people are going to choose, but the fact that it is happening in New Brunswick, I mean, that could be an example of where we might be headed in Ontario. I'm from a blended family, so, you know, I would imagine that that maybe my, you know, the family of choice for me might be my boyfriend's ex, which, you know, isn't ideal, but that's kind of the situation that we're in, right? You know, it's whatever works for you guys. But
that was number one in your draft, huh? Stuff,
but oh yeah, yeah. But no, I mean, like, I think it's a good way of kind of limiting contact, but expanding things for people to make it bearable. So I think it's an interesting idea. I like it.
Amanda?
Yeah, I like it too. Actually, I was talking to my sister about this, because her in-laws are from New Brunswick, and we had sort of divided. We decided to divide. My mother-in-law lives about an hour away, so I was like, okay, we got to pick. I'm like, you get to take mom and dad. I'm like, I'll take my mother-in-law, and then her parents-in-law are going elsewhere. So everybody's sort of covered from a little, we call it like sharing your germ circle, your bubble. We haven't instituted it yet, but if they allow us to, I think it's a very manageable way to allow people to see their family. Like, I haven't seen my family in 6 months. I've never gone that long in my life without seeing my family. It's very strange. I want to respect things, but I think everybody's itching to sort of have a little bit of contact. So I think this is manageable. Mm-hmm.
What's interesting is, as soon as we gave out this story, everybody listening immediately thought of who it is they'd want to have be sort of their buddy family, right? That's what immediately your thought goes to. Unfortunately, the people that think that they would probably be picked by you and the fallout from something like this, can you imagine if you found out?
It's like a dating app. You both have to swipe right.
Oh, totally. Exactly. Plus, it's a great way to sort of... It's like National Unfriend Day. And remember, we used to do that on Facebook. This is a really easy way to just get rid of somebody at the top of your list.
Is that your easy way of saying that you wouldn't pick me? Is that kind of feels what you're saying there?
Would you pick me?
Yeah. Yeah, sure I would.
No, you wouldn't.
Why not? This would make this whole working thing easier. What do you mean?
That's true.
You guys kind of had no choice.
You guys work together all day long. Why would you want them to be your germ circle? You need someone else to go see.
Yeah, but I'd kill to have this guy in the same room as me to work together like that again. That would be so much fun.
That's amazing.
See? Nicest thing I'm ever going to say.
You're in my top three for sure.
Well, if that's the case, I was lying the whole time. Amanda, Laura, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Have a great night.
They're always welcome in our travel bubble here on the Roundtable, of course, here every single day at 5:45.
This News Talk 1010 podcast was brought to you by PocketEmploymentLawyer.ca. Wrongfully dismissed? Changes made to your job? Lowballed on severance? Find out if you have a case before you call a lawyer. Go to PocketEmploymentLawyer.ca.